Okay. Moed, today's daf is daf Mem Gimel in Menachos, one of our final days of Tzitzis. We left off yesterday on Mem Beis Amud Beis, and the topic of discussion that we were finishing up is the topic of brachas. Do I make a bracha when I put together tzitzis? Not when I put them on. Putting them on, there's a bracha when I put them on, but when I actually make the tzitzis. A siyas at tzitzis. So, started off yesterday with an opinion of Rav Ada Bar Abba, where he says, yeah, sure. Make a bracha when I make a pair of tzitzis. The bracha that he actually made was lasso tzitzis. To make tzitzis. And this is Rav Ada Bar Abba's opinion, and Rav Nachman was malagleg. He made fun of him. He said, that doesn't seem right. It's... You're actually doing the mitzvah, you're just preparing the mitzvah. It doesn't seem right that you should be doing it. And then it correlated to a discussion where, what if a non-Jew can't do the mitzvah? Meaning that there seems to be a correlation, at least within the opinion of Rav, that if a non-Jew can't do a mitzvah, so then Asher Kedishana b'mitzvah sa'vitzivano. So then we are exclusively commanded to do this, not non-Jews. And so therefore there is this idea that if it's a non-Jew can't do the mitzvah, so then it would be appropriate to actually make a bracha. And then the Gemara finally came to some sort of conclusion. Well, it depends. If the asiyas ha-mitzvah and the actual is the actual performance of the mitzvah, so then it's appropriate to make a bracha, like the mitzvah of mila, right? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvah sa'vitzivanu. Like, what other examples did we talk about yesterday? Mila was that's it, pretty much mila. But if it's a mitzvah where it's a, what we called yesterday, hechsher mitzvah, it's just a preparation for a mitzvah, right? Like sukkah, like sefer Torah, like tefillin, so, and it's not the end of the line, so then you should not make a bracha on the asiyas ha-mitzvah. That's pretty much where the Gemara ended off with yesterday. And so it comes out now that on the asiyas ha-tzitzis, so the Gemara suggested maybe what Rav Ada and Rav Nachman are doing is having a machlokas about what the nature of the mitzvah is. Meaning, this is a Gemara. This is, I know it sounds like lumdus, but the Gemara, I mean, it is lumdus, but the Gemara says basically what they're arguing about is the nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Meaning, according to Rav Ada Bar Abba, could be that the mitzvah of tzitzis is on the baged. Yeah. So in other words, once you tie the strings on the baged, that's it. That's the mitzvah itself. And according to Rav Nachman, the mitzvah is on the person. So tying the strings is only a hechsher mitzvah. And it's only a step to get you to the mitzvah. So therefore, that's why Rav Nachman felt you shouldn't make a bracha. That was the Gemara yesterday. That's what we got through yesterday. And we are continuing in the Gemara. We're on Mem Beis, I'm on Beis, halfway down the page.
When you tie the first line, you say the Hashem mitzvah tzitzit, what is that?
So that's Lishma. That's the requirement of Lishma. Today we're going to talk about Lishma.
But the point is that...
That's not a bracha.
I know, but the whole point is, are you saying, is it the mitzvah making it tzitzit that you're doing, or is it getting it ready to be worn?
No, it's just part of the prep.
Making it tzitzit, is that a mitzvah?
Right, so it's hechsher mitzvah. It's like building a sukkah. Building a sukkah, so it's hechsher mitzvah. Meaning, I got to do it. I can't have a sukkah without making it. I can't have tzitzit without making it. So it's not, but to call it formally a mitzvah, it's hechsher mitzvah.
But if you think about it, you know, biblically, it's
Rasul
HaMitzvah is a commandment.
Right. So I mentioned yesterday, I don't want to get too far into it. I told you the Mitziv talks about this idea that maybe tzitzis, the making of tzitzis and the making of sukkah as well, the nature of that may be different because the Torah actually says to make it. Right? So the Mitziv calls it Hechsher Mitzvah Akasa B'Torah, that it's a Hechsher Mitzvah that's actually written in the Torah. Okay, but that's beyond our scope. But yes, that is a good observation. Okay, Amalei Rav Mordechai LeRav Ashi. Okay? Up until now, we have concluded that a guy can't make tzitzis, right? Daber al B'nei Yisrael. So we said yesterday, B'nei Yisrael make tzitzis and not non-Jews. Meaning, of course, a non-Jew can make tzitzis, but it's not going to work. Meaning, if a non-Jew makes tzitzis, it's not good tzitzis. So that's what we said yesterday. So, on that point, the Gemara continues. Amalei Rav Mordechai LeRav Ashi, Asan Hachi Masnisan La. So that's how you guys learned it. But Anan Hachi Masnisan La. But we learned it a little bit differently. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav, and now quoting Rav Yehuda Marav, so it's the same Rav. So it's obviously going to be different Mesora of what Rav said. Minayin L'Tzitzis Bo V'Kochavim Shekshera. How do I know for the non-Jew who makes tzitzis? It's kasher shenamar. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'asu lahem tzitzis. Yasu lahem acherim. Right? It's an unbelievable. The deal goes the exact opposite direction. It says, speak to b'nei Yisrael, asu lahem. and have done for them. Others will do it for you. Okay, good. So in other words, we just get to enjoy. Somebody else makes it for us. So, okay. So according to this version of Rav, a guy can't make tzitzis. It would seem then that according to this version of Rav, we would then have the reformulate our whole discussion that we had yesterday in terms of bracha, no bracha. Okay, but this, okay, the this version of Rav is not the accepted halachic version, meaning it's the first version that's accepted. A guy can't make tzitzis. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Austin Minakotzim. How about, by the way, how about women making tzitzis? So Rabbeinu Tam is machmir. Rabbeinu Tam says women can't make tzitzis because Rabbeinu Tam says she's not obligated in the mitzvah, since she's not obligated in the mitzvah, so therefore she can't make tzitzis. It is
it's like
in other words, according to this Rabbeinu Tam, right, the logic would continue all the way through, meaning only someone who is obligated is somebody who can make it. Right, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the same by tefillin. Right, tefillin, women can't write tefillin. Right, she can't write a pair of tefillin. So that, the Gemara says, uksharta mukhsaftem. That is the only person who is kosher, who has a mitzvah to wear it, has a mitzvah to write it. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam is the chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam extends it beyond tefillin. The Gemara doesn't extend it beyond tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam says beyond tefillin, same idea, that if only the one who's obligated is the one who can do it. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. The other Rishonim don't agree with Rabbeinu Tam.
So can build a sukkah then?
Right. According to Rabbeinu Tam, right. I don't know. He doesn't say it. He doesn't say it, but it's fair. It's fair to speculate. According to Rabbeinu Tam, I don't know if women can build it. I don't know.
Almost
a Bris Mila is the Gemara Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Avodah Zarah discusses women, the first end of the first paragraph. They discusses women giving a bris.
The
sukkah
doesn't need to be made for the sukkah.
Yeah, right. Sukkah may be different. Look, here's what I know. Okay, we're going all over the place. Here's what I know. Rabbeinu Tam says that his expansion. I understand. The logic is correct, but what I know is Rabbeinu Tam extends it to tzitzis, and Shulchan Aruch says that women can make tzitzis, but the Ramah says that, you know, we Ashkenazim, we have to worry about Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asan Min Hakotzin Min Hanimin Min Ha Garden Psula. If you make tzitzis using these types of threads. Now, according to Rashi, we're talking about Rashi. Rashi sets it up. Look at Rashi towards the top of the page. Coach them. Niktzitzim haynu chutim atulim b'chol hayiriya shikarin. He uses French words. V'kotzitzin osam min habegin. Okay, strings that were basically hanging off the side of the fabric. All right, Rashi gives another shot. Lahachi kari luhu hutsin shiotzin min abeged. Okay, kotzin like hutsin. Threads that come off the garment. Okay, neiman, garden, right, Rashi, all of the above. Same as above. Meaning, according to Rashi, the issue over here in this braisa, it's not a braisa, sorry, it's a statement of Rav. The issue over here is, it's min ha'asui. Meaning, I didn't prepare these strings specifically for the purposes of tzitzis. And in order to fulfill the mitzvah, these strings have to be prepared specifically for the purpose of tzitzis. So it's missing a facet of lishma. Okay, that is Rashi. Take a look at the Rambam, which we're not going to look at right now. Rambam gives a different explanation of these Gemaras. Okay, however, min hasisim ksherim. However, if I use it from sisim, which are basically tufts of wool, so which... Right, for weaving, so that would be okay. So now this statement of Rav was passed along and it was said in front of Shmuel Amar Af Minasim Psul, and he says, no, even the tufts of wool are no good. Why? Why? Be'inant via lishma. So the explanation that the Gemara gives is because when you spin it, it has to be spun lishma. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara makes a very simple requirement that when you prepare the strings for tzitzis, it has to be spun lishma. L'shem it's for tzitzis. Again, lishma is very simple. Lishma is not that complex. It's not, I'm sure there's a lot of kavanas that you can have, which I don't know about. But the simple lishma requirement is that simply that when I take the tufts of wool and I spin, I have to spin it for the purpose of l'shem it's for tzitzis. So the Gemara points out now, so it seems that there are two opinions, Rav and Shmuel. Rav doesn't seem to have this requirement of lishma because he said tufts of wool are fine. And Shmuel says, no, there is this requirement of lishma. So kitanai. So the Gemara would now like to correlate the machlokas Rav and Shmuel to the following machlokas amongst tanaim. Stepen zavu shetal alem or behematameh psulos. Lay gold on your tefillin. You'll look really nice and shul. Everyone will notice you, right? But it's no good. Or tal alem or behematameh. Or instead of using the hide of a kosher animal, use the hide of a non-kosher animal. Psulos. So that the Braisa says is possible. That's no good. Next, or behematorak sheros. If I use the hide of a kosher animal, that would be kosher. V'alfa pishalo ivdan lishman. Now, can I pick up the hide anywhere? According to the Tanakhama, you can pick up the hide anywhere. Meaning as long as the hide comes from a kosher animal, so you can go to your local hide store, shoemaker store, and say, you know, I'd like to pick up some hide. It wasn't prepared for tefillin. Tanakhama says that's fine. It doesn't have to be prepared for tefillin. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, af or behematar psulos, ad sheivdan lishma. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that there's a requirement that when you have the hides of tefillin, they have to be prepared lishma. The hides themselves have to be manufactured for the sake of tefillin. Good. We see the machlokas now between Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara now would like to correlate the machlokas between the two. Okay. Good, that is the, so it's a machlokas. Machlokas is whether or not you need tefillah lishma. Amalei abayla rashmo bar Yehuda, hatchilta hechi sav isulei. Okay, how do you die? Okay, so how to in dying the chilah zone. Now you'll ask me, what is the chilah zone? So I'll tell you that centuries of debate go into this question, and what are you asking me for? So don't ask me that question. But I'll also tell you that we're not even going to identify the chilah zone in the Gemara today. Tomorrow we're going to identify the chilah zone animal. Is it going to help us? Yeah, it'll help, but it'll only get us so far. We're not talking about the identification of the animal. We're going to assume that we all know what the animal is. Now the only question is, how do you die? So I'm reviewing. So hatechilta hechi sav isulei. I'm relating my sin and dam chilah zone v'simanim. So you get the dam chilah zone, the blood of the chilah zone animal. And you get simanim. Now, from Rashi, it seems that the simanim are some other types of ingredients that go in. We usually say spices, and here we don't mean spices, but we just mean other ingredients. Now, from the simple pshat in the Gemara, it sounds like I place the simanim into the bat of the dye. So that's not Rashi. Rashi says the simanim are derech hatsovim l'shros begadim b'tzrif shekorin baitza. So it's a prep for the garment. Meaning the garments themselves need to be prepped. The wool needs to be prepped before actually going into the dye. Okay? And some chemical process is used in order to prep the wool. Okay, that's Rashi. It seems to be Rashi's pshat. V'ramina luhu b'yara. And then,